Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rob Grady back on the show. Dr. Robert Grady is the author of the international bestseller Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, and he is a guy who's helping a lot of people with their entrepreneurial efforts, and he does that in his work. He does that as a professor. I think he's a former professor right now. I'm not sure. He'll have to remind me about that. But he's here to talk to us about something that's really important that kind of goes back to some things that we talked about in the past. The way people talk to you about things that they're not happy with, and what the real story is. It's kind of an iceberg type of story. Rob Grady, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, it's good to be here.
Are you still teaching?
No, not right now. I was an adjunct instructor at Marquette for many years,
yeah.
And decided to go back to work.
Right. Get a real job. Get a real job, right? Is what you say?
Get a real job, right. Yeah, I like teaching, but, they don't pay very well.
So yeah.
Have to go back and actually work.
Especially at the adjunct level, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's slave labor.
Yeah. So, okay. The problem that we have in the marketplace, especially small businesses, is that we don't like it when people complain. It bugs us, it makes us uncomfortable, but mostly we don't always know what to do with it. Even if we do a good job of handling it, we usually don't realize what we've done is we've just seen the little teeny tiny tip of this huge iceberg, and that's what the research showed, isn't it?
Well, it's such an opportunity, and I learned it sort of firsthand when I was working at Leo Burnett Company, a big advertising agency mm-hmm. in Chicago, and I was working with the Procter & Gamble people, and they were telling me about some research that they had done years ago when they first put toll-free numbers on their packaging. I don't know. There, mm-hmm. there was a time when we didn't have such things. As
I know it's hard for kids to believe that.
Hard for people to believe that, but
and you actually dialed a phone in those days too.
Actually, you did. At least that's what I was told. I didn't live. I wasn't alive back then.
Whatever.
Okay. But P&G, Procter & Gamble, put these toll-free numbers on their Duncan Hines packaging. And people start calling in and asking why their cake didn't look like the ones on the packages, the Duncan Hines packages.
I always wondered that. Why didn't my cake look like the one on the packaging?
How do I make my frosting so creamy looking?
Right.
Yeah. And one of the big questions is always, hey, do I have to bake differently if I'm in Denver, Colorado, I'm at altitude? And so P&G, being P&G, conducted all sorts of research, and they discovered that for every person who actually called in, there were 24 others with the exact
wow.
same problem who never complained. And so they decided to conduct similar research on some of their other products like shampoos and whatnot, and they discovered that exact same 4%. Other companies did the same thing. Alberto Culver looked at Alberto VO5, and they found that only 4% of people actually complained, one out
mm-hmm.
of 25. I actually got involved when I was working on the McDonald's business. I read about a National Restaurant Association study. You think about it, Jim. You go to a restaurant, and maybe you're with your wife or you're with your friends or your clients or something like that, and you sit down for dinner and you get a bad meal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you complain? Well, only 4% of people actually do, according to the research. Actually,
right.
4% do. You don't want to complain because you know it's not the waiter's fault.
Mm-hmm.
The steak is
hot. Or it could be a lot of reasons, but for whatever reason you don't. And so what does this say to us about quality control?
Well, what that says is
it says more about quality control than just handling problems, it seems to me.
Every person that complains to you, you should get down on your knee and thank them.
Mm-hmm.
Because for every complaint that you receive, there are, on average, 24 others out there with the exact same complaint who never say a word.
Well, and isn't the discovery, Rob, isn't the discovery that you need to make is, okay, is this person, is this a one-off thing, or have they revealed to me a systemic problem we have?
It could be either. It might be a one-off, but the chances are, at least according to the research, mm-hmm. that on average, you may have as many as 24 other people who have that exact same problem who never said a word.
And they're not saying anything to you, but they're telling their friends.
They may be, or they may be on the internet, or on
right.
Yelp, or on
user-generated content,
else.
UGC. It's in the book.
It used to be for every good experience we had, we'd tell three people, and every
yep.
bad one, we'd tell six.
That's
Multiply
right.
that times 100 now.
Yeah, or a million. How about that?
Or millions.
Hold on to that thought, Rob. We're going to come back and talk some more about this, folks. This is an iceberg that your business could be sailing into, and you don't even know about it. 20 Tail, right back with Rob Grady. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.